The Guide to Your Ride podcast is presented by UpstateSnow.com and the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York. Hosted by Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, and me, Rich Lupia. Now, the Guide to Your Ride. And boy, does it feel so good to say, Guide to Your Ride! Even though it's October, and even though we only had a few snowflakes in the Adirondacks, although it's looking like there might be some light snow potentially in a few higher elevation locations this weekend across the upstate of New York. But, you know, we just gotta talk snowmobiling because, you know, the season, Chris, ended so abruptly. The weather got so warm so quick, and then a little pandemic came around the corner and hit us all up, and we're still kind of dizzy from it.
Yeah, for sure, Rich. Happy to be back on the phone with you, and hope you and your family had an excellent summer. It was a crazy end. We had, I think we had one weekend of riding in March, and then warm weather came and wiped everything out, and that thing we know of COVID-19 kind of came and put us, everyone in New York, to a screeching halt. So that'll be the last time we reference that. We are excited to be back, excited to be about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks away from the snow really starting to fly. And things around the Tug Hill are starting to buzz.
There's no excuse for not registering and getting involved with the clubs financially, getting involved with help. And that's the one thing that we're really going to push on this podcast, the Guide to Your Ride, every week until we finally get rideable snow and until we start opening up the trails gradually during the month of December. Guide to Your Ride is going to be focused on getting us to riding. There's so much work that needs to be done, and your connection with the clubs and you running Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders along with a great team of volunteers and people there, we're just so excited to be talking about snowmobiling again because we need this. We need the escape.
Without a doubt. You know, I can just say, STH is excited. We're excited to be back. The volunteers have been working diligently over the late summer and early fall days. You know, we've had a few successful work weekends to date, and we have a really big weekend coming up. We have our October meeting coming up this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., and then we're hoping to get out there. We have a massive project. We're replacing a bridge in our West Leiden area that was unfortunately kind of washed away from some flooding waters. So we're going to have, you know, six, eight, maybe ten folks working on that on Saturday, and then we'll probably have a couple more crews out there doing some trail signage throughout our West Leiden area and up into High Market. So, you know, if you can shed a Saturday, come up and help us out, reach out to us on Facebook. We would love to hear from you. And I got to say that the response and people messaging the club has been up. It's in my 5 or 6 years being at the helm of this organization, I think I've seen more new volunteer people reaching out, which I hope the trend continues. I don't know if people maybe have some more time on their hands, or they're spending some more time on the internet, you know, or figuring out ways to kind of fill their time. But we absolutely need the help. We absolutely need the financial support, and we absolutely need the worker bees to get out there, run a project, and really figure out what it takes.
And one of the things that for people that are just getting into the sport or maybe checking things out because of the changes and because people have more time on their hands, there's so many people. It's not just dedicating time to drive to a snowmobile club and to be able to help out on a Saturday or on a Friday afternoon or whenever the projects may come. But there is a big donation of equipment, business owners and people that have been blessed with heavy equipment, with your large property owners that may have a bobcat or may have a skid steer or different things that they willingly donated and donate their time and resources to the club to help bring all the materials out there to rebuild these bridges. Because like that West Leiden Bridge project and a lot of the bridge projects that are out there, these are in not easy to access areas. You need those bridges to be sturdy with all the traffic, and it takes muscle and horsepower to get all the material out there.
It's absolutely correct. Without the volunteers and without the volunteers' equipment, and wherewithal of the land and how to kind of maneuver equipment and wet flooded meadows and things like that, none of this would be possible. I can tell you that we had a crew out there last weekend preparing the site for the bridge, and there was personal excavators being used to kind of drag out the support members for the bridge. There was personal side-by-sides and gaiters that were used to kind of get some people out there, you know, getting them things stuck in the mud and pulling them out with excavators and taking their own time to bring them back to their barn or their shop and have to pressure wash them. And a vast majority of that goes kind of on the volunteers' dime. It's their own fuel. It's their own time. It really is one of the most amazing things about this sport is people volunteer so much time, and so few people volunteer so much time, really money and effort, for so many people. 120, 130,000 people register their sleds in New York State, you know, so for, and these few volunteers make it happen. So hats off to them. Thank God for them. You know, and the same goes for the trail grooming. You know, we take for granted that we have volunteer members that want to get into our groomers across New York State and spend 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours in a groomer for nothing but maybe a free cheeseburger and soda when they stop somewhere. So hats off to the volunteers. We're going to say it time and time again. It's just what it takes. You know, thank God we have them.
So tell me about the information from some of the other clubs that you have coordinated with, not just on the Tug Hill, but in the areas surrounding the Tug Hill and across different parts of New York State. Tell me what major work areas, what major needs that you know of out there that people can help with this weekend.
Well, I'd be remiss to say our pals to the north, Turin, they're finishing up their groomer barn, trying to get that thing closed in and wrapped up before winter. So hats off to them. They're doing a great job. The first Lewis County Area Snowmobile Association meeting is tonight. So Southern Tug has two delegates up there, and that's kind of the kickoff meeting for the year. Things like, you know, map orders and map and trail reroutes and updates are being placed so that the maps can be finalized for the year. So we will definitely have a little bit more knowledge of what's going on with the other clubs after tonight. And after those meeting minutes are dispersed.
Oh yeah, and speaking of clubs, and forgive me for interrupting, but I have to give a big hats off to Penn Mountain. Penn Mountain, you know exactly what I'm talking about. What us locals here colloquially refer to as the Pipeline Trail, which was the replacement for C4 from Hinckley up to Alder Creek and up to Star Hill. The connection is back. Thank you, Penn Mountain. Thank you, volunteers for Penn Mountain. They did a lot of work. Hats off to Penn Mountain for getting that done and establishing a very important corridor, reconnecting Remsen and Hinckley, and really opening up a lot more territory for people to snowmobile on. That's one project that I do know about, and also the neighboring club connecting to them, the Ohio Ridge Riders, John Bates and Jeff Green and the crew down there. I know that they have a lot of work projects coming up, and remember, they're still recovering from all the bridge washouts and all of the things that happened from this time last year. There's still a lot of things that they're still trying to figure out. So just I want to give some hats off or just some things that I know about there just to add to the information for the good here.
I believe Penn Mountain too. They're also finishing up a new groomer barn as well. So hats off to them and congrats for that. They've been working on that project for a while. I've been following them along on Facebook. So in the western part of the state, I know the Hamburg Snowmobile Club, the Larson family out there, they're completing a new groomer barn. So hats off to them, and hopefully they have a great snow year and can get to utilize that barn a lot. So lots of fun things. Things are really kind of kicking off, but we're just excited to kind of get back to it. And it's hard to believe that in 8 weeks we'll be grooming.
Yeah, that's just kind of hard to believe that we'll be grooming in 8 weeks. And, you know, the weather's obviously getting colder. You've had the clash of seasons. You had that nasty line of thunderstorms, the first derecho since Labor Day 1998 that ran through central New York, a lot of areas just south of the Tug Hill into Syracuse and especially the Utica-Rome area, the Mohawk Valley, down into the Capital Region, 60 to 80 plus mile per hour winds. tendons and all kinds of tree damage down there. So I already know for a fact, just based off of that alone, with that storm happening last week, that there's a lot of clubs around the Mohawk Valley and maybe south of the Thruway that are probably going to need a little bit more of an extra hand than usual just from blowdown.
Yep, we can't say it enough, you know. So help out with the clubs if you can. If you can't, you know, please join them. Join them early, join them often. I have it on my to-do list for this weekend to join 5 to 6 clubs. So it's really the best thing you can do for the sport.
Two last things before we wrap up this first Guide to Your Ride podcast for the 2020-2021 season. Tell us more about the Join Club incentive that the New York State Snowmobile Association, that NYSA has put together to encourage people to join not only a club, but multiple clubs by December 1st.
Yep, and NYSA, you know, hats off to them for taking the initiative. So any person who joins a snowmobile club is entered into a raffle before December 1st. If you're selected, you'll win $1,000. So it's a chance to win $1,000 by, you know, joining any snowmobile club. Every time you join another club, you get another chance to win that $1,000. We'll give the Turin Ridge Riders a plug too. They have a wonderful incentive. If you join before early December, you're entered to win a boatload of gift certificates from CJ's Motorsports in Boonville. And also, you know, it's an excellent program they have. You can also win their grand prize, which is a backcountry snowmobile trip to Utah. And then the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, we're doing our annual membership incentive program, linked up again with KDK Sports in Rome. We're giving away thousands of dollars of gear. So anybody that joins before that first Friday in December is automatically entered into win. As long as you're a paying member of the club, and oxygen helmet and tech vests and gloves and hats. So hats off to KDK for, you know, working so closely with and being a great advocate to the sport and to STH. But, starting to see some other clubs get involved in this, and it's really just so important to join those clubs.
And speaking of other clubs, obviously because of the way that the weather broke down last winter, it was very much focused on the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks with the lack of cold and with all the thaw events that we had. A lot of the focus was on clubs and on riding here. For clubs and people that are listening to this podcast that are involved with snowmobile clubs in some of the surrounding counties, say out in western New York, south of the Mohawk Valley into the southern tier, and in the Capital Region and out towards eastern New York, places that may not get as much snowmobile traffic or as much attention, but want to connect and be a part of Guide to Your Ride, because on this podcast, at the end of every week, right before the weekend, right before people go out to ride, we're going to give you all that guidance. We're going to give you all that information from the clubs to keep you up to date and help you plan the best ride that you can and make the most of your snowmobile experience anywhere you ride across upstate New York. How can people get in touch with you that are involved with the snowmobile clubs to help be a part of Guide to Your Ride?
For sure. It's our hopes, and we spoke about this earlier today. It's our hopes to connect the listeners to other snowmobile clubs and areas that have rideable and groomable snow. If you're interested in hearing more, or I'd love to chat with you more about, you know, sharing this information, the best way to do is message us on Facebook. You know, the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders on Facebook is really the best way to get in touch with myself and our club. You can also email us at sthsnowriders@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer anybody. And we would love to have some guests on, you know, on a weekly basis, just to say, hey, you know, what's going on in western New York? What's going on, you know, on the Chautauqua Ridge over there? What's going on in the Adirondacks? Or maybe what's going on around the Capital Region if we have some snow, or maybe the Southern Tier, some Binghamton clubs and things like that. Unfortunately or fortunately, we get a bulk of the snow and we keep the snow on the hill. So that's kind of where a lot of the tension goes. But I would love to venture out, meet some other people and see what their areas have to offer. So that's our goal for this year. You know, the Guide to Your Ride, we're hoping to branch out and give some people a little bit more information about things other than just, you know, Lewis County and kind of the Tug Hill region proper.
Absolutely. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, great friend, and boy, does it feel good to be back in the saddle with Guide to Your Ride. I can't wait. Bring the cold, bring the snow, bring the lake effect. Let's go and put 2020 in the rearview mirror, and a great snowmobile season for 2020-2021 in front of us. Thank you again for joining us on the Guide to Your Ride podcast. We're going to be back next week at this time with updates from the clubs as to different things that are going to need to happen over the coming weeks and as we approach towards the beginning of snowmobile season in December. And remember, if we get early snow in November or first part of December, it doesn't mean the trails are automatically open. Respect the landowners. Respect private property. Do it right. Ride safe. Ride right. Join multiple clubs. And thank you for listening to the Guide to Your Ride podcast here on UpstateSnow.com. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, for their help with this podcast. Southern Tug Hill grooms over 60 miles of snowmobile trails from West Leiden to Constableville to High Market. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.